Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real talk and a whole lot of energy. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood resilience guru, ready to help you navigate this crazy ride we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, stretching yourself thin, saying yes when you really want to say no? You know that feeling when you're just running on fumes, exhausted and depleted? Well, guess what? You're not alone. It's a common struggle in our always-on world. But here is the thing. Building resilience starts with setting healthy boundaries. It's like this, folks. Imagine your energy is a precious resource, something you need to carefully manage and protect. Saying yes to everything is like draining that resource without replenishing it. You're left feeling empty, overwhelmed, and frankly, resentful. But by setting clear boundaries, you're essentially saying, I value my time and energy, which allows you to focus on what truly matters, recharge, and ultimately be more effective in all areas of your life. So how do we build this resilience through healthy boundaries? Let me break it down for you. 1. Know your limits. This is the foundation, folks. Pay attention to your energy levels, your emotional capacity, and what truly drains you. Are there certain tasks or activities that consistently leave you feeling depleted? Once you identify those stressors, you can start setting boundaries around them. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to say no when necessary. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Practice saying no politely but firmly. You don't need to overexplain or apologize. A simple thank you for the offer, but I'm unable to commit right now is perfectly sufficient. 3. Prioritize your well-being. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading, exercising, spending time in nature, or simply taking a quiet moment to yourself, prioritize those things that help you recharge and feel your best. 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Setting boundaries is about protecting your well-being, not controlling others. Be assertive but respectful when communicating your needs. Avoid accusatory language and focus on expressing your own feelings and limitations. 5. It's a process. Building resilience through healthy boundaries takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Let me tell you a story about this. I was once working on a big project, juggling multiple deadlines and feeling the pressure mounting. A colleague asked me to take on one more task, something that wasn't even remotely related to my current workload. I knew saying yes would stretch me too thin, but I hesitated because I didn't want to disappoint him. Then it hit me this is a perfect opportunity to practice what we're talking about. So, I took a deep breath and politely declined. I explained that my plate was already full and I wanted to ensure I delivered my best work on the current projects. To my surprise, my colleague understood completely. They even thanked me for being honest and upfront about my limitations. See folks, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult. It's about honoring your own needs and creating space for what truly matters. It's a powerful tool for building resilience and living a more fulfilling life. Remember, know your limits and communicate them clearly. Prioritize your well-being and make time for self-care. Be assertive, not aggressive, when setting boundaries. Remember, it's a process. Be patient with yourself. Alright, go out there and set those boundaries. You've got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom, same time, same channel. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Until then, stay resilient.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.